Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Although the market has been travelling up for the last few weeks, which brings with it some great opportunities, I still like to keep my ear close to the ground in respect to what the big end of town are discussing about our economy. As such, it appears to me a continuing attitude of caution is justified. For example, Mike Smith, the CEO of ANZ, recently revealed that billions of dollars of corporate deals and investment projects that were expected to be given the go-ahead this year have been placed on hold for several months as companies wait for the uncertainty of economic recovery to clear. Importantly, he also revealed this pent-up demand from companies would be to finance transactions and deals rather than a reshuffling of working capital, which was more the case as the GFC eased. Now, although on the surface this information may seem inconsequential, let's imagine for a second the market does continue downwards. Do you think businesses are more or less likely to borrow money? On top of this, will lenders even consider loaning money to businesses? Additionally, what is this likely to mean for our economy? Business growth is a key factor to the sustainability of our economy. Without it, the whole economy begins a backward shift. Tom Albanese, CEO of Rio Tinto, has also revealed his predictions for commodities markets over the coming months, and the picture isn't pretty. Mr. Albanese has stated commodities are likely to head into a period of increased volatility that it could involve large dips in value, not unlike those seen during the GFC. A sharp decline in China's GDP growth to between 6 and 7% for the next decade has also been discussed. This information also has a huge impact for Australia, given our strong economy relies so heavily on our precious resources. A fall in GDP growth for China will lead to falls in the value of the Australian dollar, which then in turn impacts on so many other facets of the economy, including employment and inflation. So what does this mean to you as a trader? You may be a little bit surprised to hear me say it, however, I believe it signals opportunity. Yes, we may see companies pull back, but there are always opportunities in the market. The key is to have yourself in the right place at the right time with the right stocks. How do I do this, I hear you say? Backtesting. By undertaking the process of backtesting and applying a set of rules to a stock that you are confident in and having this solid plan in place, you know exactly how you are going to trade a stock. In this manner, you'll be far more successful than those trying to chase everything that moves, which in a market like we're experiencing now is fraught with danger. And the great thing is, now is the best time to backtest stocks, because if you can develop a solid plan and trade it successfully in the current market, you are way ahead of the pack. Thanks for listening today. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.